heaven.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got Jeremy Gray on the line with me right now. Jeremy is head of resources for Standard Chartered Bank. He is in the Far East. Standard Chartered is a bank out of the UK, but he is working right now in the Far East. Interestingly enough, Standard Chartered came out with a very, very interesting study that Jeremy was an integral part of, directly related to the future demand, future demand in the commodities industry. Now, when we talk about demand, the real impetus for the increased demand, for example, in precious metals today, one talks about China and India. Well, the population study that under Jeremy's direction the bank has just finished is showing that with the population growth that's projected over the next 18 years, believe it or not, it will make the increase in demand coming from mainland China right now look minuscule. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Jeremy?
Absolutely, Alan. Thank you very much for having me. But the big driver, we think, for the next 18 years is going to be Africa. Africa's grown at five times the pace of population of China, twice that of India. Its middle classes are already 320 million. It's going to overtake the middle classes of India within 5 years. It's the youngest population on the planet, where 55% are under the age of 24. And also, mate, it's debt-free. Consumers, when they buy a house in Africa, they pay cash. When they buy a car, they pay cash. The old joke of Africa having more debt than a small African nation, that's the joke's now on us. These countries are mainly debt-free now. The debt's been written off, and they're hugely rich in resources. So it's a very powerful new consumer that's emerging at a time when population, Al, is racing to 8 billion in the next 8 years.
That's really interesting. Now, what actually was the impetus behind doing the study, Jeremy?
We're looking for a kind of a new theme, and with 10 years ago when China woke up, very few people, and I certainly didn't see it coming, and even when China started to motor in 2002, 3 and 4, the financial markets didn't really believe it was a sustainable thing. And no one, I think, ever foresaw the change that country had on the commodity market. Now we're looking for the new driver, and we think that new driver is population. Mm-hmm. It's just the surge in numbers that 2.5 million babies arrive on this planet every week. A new Singapore's created once every 10 days, and Austria every month, a new Japan every year, and a new America every 3.5 years. It's a massive change in dynamic, and as population races to 8 billion, there are going to be some key winners in the commodity space.
And you're thinking, for example, two or three examples there, you're thinking there will be what primarily?
I think the biggest winners are clearly going to be the soft commodities, and the drought, the terrible drought conditions your farmers are sadly experiencing this summer. I think it's the straw that broke the camel's back for this industry, because as population has grown from 6 to 7 billion as we know it today, mm-hmm. The farming industry globally has added very little new capacity. Brazil has been a major disappointment on soybean growth. American farmers are pretty much steady where they've been 10 years ago, and suddenly we hit 8 billion people, and on that number alone, Al, we need 373 million more hectares of new farmland globally to support that. Now, that is the same size as American farmland today, and nobody is planting that today, because the only two places left for that are frontier Africa and frontier Brazil that are 1,000 miles inland, and at $16 a bushel soya, no one in their right mind will economically make money at that price inland in Africa or Brazil today.
Sounds like one heck of an opportunity in the agricultural sector for soil enhancement, potash, things like that. It also sounds like a very, very interesting opportunity for the segments of the agricultural industry that are focusing, for lack of better terms, on water. You know, the water farm business in the United States is big business. Well, with the increase in land that you're talking about, that business could grow even larger and larger and larger. Now, what about precious metals? What impact do you think this will have on precious metals?
As we grow to 8 billion in 8 years, and even most conservative assumption on demand per person, you need another 500 tons of gold produced by the industry. Now, in the first 5 months of this year, China has imported more gold than the entire reserve of Great Britain. They've imported 400 tons. So they've basically imported more gold than what the industry can deliver in the next 4 years of supply growth. So as Africa emerges, that pressure only becomes greater. And the numbers just, it becomes an even more powerful argument for the precious metal basket, particularly gold, which I must say looks ready for a major breakout here.
Why do you say that, Jeremy?
Just everything is lining up for it, Al. The commodity basket across the board is already starting to break out. You know, it started with the ags. It's now in natural gases. Natural gas has moved from $2 to $3 in a straight line. The copper market, it looks sensational. I'm extraordinarily bullish copper right now. I think it goes to $8,500 in the next 2 weeks. And on the gold side, that's the next thing to go. And there's just too much bearishness out there. And there's too much, I think, investors sort of they've just given up on the space.
Boy, I'll tell you, I have been amazed heretofore that the price of gold hasn't broken down below the 100-day average. I think that's a real testament to the two things. Number one, the strength of gold, and number two, I think there are many, many investors out there, Jeremy, who just don't know where else to go where there's a certain amount of security. I mean, it certainly isn't in the conventional stock markets right now, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, I am bullish the S&P here right now. I think earnings are looking good. But as a sort of secure asset, this is the number one asset that I own. It really has the fundamentals that really suggest that this thing can go much, much higher near term. And what I do like about it near term is just this huge demand that's coming out of China this year. China's going to be 35% of global consumption this year, up from 19% last year. India may be down 5%, but net-net, you're going to see demand growth for physical at least up 10%. Now, when I went to school, I used to learn that when you have a demand growth of 10% for a commodity, you get a price increase of at least 20 to 50%, and for some reason it's gone down. So I don't get that.
No, it's an interesting point. The impact, you know, you've been talking about China, you've been talking about India, but the real impact and a real different change in the paradigm of the world, though, are the numbers that you folks came up with vis-a-vis the continent of Africa.
You know, only the other day, Nigeria was announced to be the fourth biggest shopper in London, and America dropped to number five. That's a statistic no one would have ever dreamed of. The middle classes in Africa are taking everyone by surprise. There are 56 countries, and if you go down the list of GDP numbers, the fastest growing country this year is a little one called Sierra Leone. Clock 35% GDP growth. Now, obviously, it's from a low base, but many countries like Mozambique, Angola, Tanzania, they've been doing 8 to 10% GDP for the last decade.
Right.
They're outgrowing India and China, and it can only go up further because these countries have got so much new development, so much infrastructure, and such a young population. I mean, 36% of China's population is under the age of 24.
Right.
Africa, it's 55%.
You know, I find that to be really, really amazing. That's a paradigm shift that I never really stopped and thought about. And I guess for lack of better terms, that's a comment on my age. You know, I get a little myopic. I get a little tunnel vision when I think so much about hard assets, specifically gold and silver, and when I think about the political implications on a worldwide basis. On the demand for those two products, you know, I do get a little narrow-minded, and I appreciate you bringing this out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's something you really need to consider. We will post, if it's available, the study that was done by Standard Chartered Bank on our website. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Absolute pleasure, Al. Anytime.
Thank you. Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. We're going to talk about one of my favorite companies right now, chatting with Eric Fier. Eric is a, I'm sure I pronounced that right.
You did.
I did. Eric is a professional engineer. He's the chief operating officer for the company. The company is obviously Silver Crest Mines. I spoke with Scott Drever, the president and director of the company here. Oh, gosh, it was probably last week. announced at that time that I was going to buy some shares on the company, and I did. One of the reasons I did that is because I am firmly convinced that Silvercrest is undervalued, and I say that for a variety of reasons. Don't take that as investment advice because it's not investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor, but another very good friend of my wife's and mine, a fellow by the name of Yale Simpson, knows the folks at Silvercrest pretty well. We spent last weekend with Yale and his wife Donna, and Yale had nothing but positive things to say about this company. Eric, let's talk first of all a little bit about the press release that came out last week. Can you kind of summarize that for us?
Yeah, it was an update. We had released 11 more drill holes from our La Jolla project, which is a major new discovery in Durango, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And the gist of that news release is basically we just continue to expand the mineralization on the project. We are in line with drilling what we told the market at the first part of the year, about 60 more core holes and 20 reverse circulation holes into the deposit for expansion of a resource that was released last January. Last January was about 100 million ounces of silver equivalent in inferred resources. So we're in line to finish that program in August and come out with an updated resource by fourth quarter of this year.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You guys are really on the way. I find it really interesting that the stock has a value on it right now as low as it is given your numbers in terms of, you know, the income statement specifically. The balance sheet obviously looks great, but the income statement is for a company priced at this particular level is really, really low. I want to talk a little bit about the management, Eric. You know, first of all, as kind of an introduction to our listeners, you previously were the chief geologist with Pegasus. Prior to that, you were a senior engineer and manager with Newmont, and then you were a project manager for Eldorado. That's a pretty good pedigree, my friend.
Yeah, those are all major companies or were major companies.
Right.
Lots of great experience, over 25 years experience for me in the industry. Everything from exploration to production. Lots of successful projects that I've worked on, several discoveries worldwide. I've worked in over 30 countries and looked at 1,000 of these things, and that's where you want management to be, is have that kind of track record and experience.
Well,
to move these things forward.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know, some of your other people, Jed Thomas, for example, I got a bit of an interest in Jed primarily because he's got a master of science degree in economic geology from my youngest daughter's alma mater, which is the University of Montana in
sure.
Missoula, great school. Why don't you elaborate a little bit, if you would, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Salinas, et cetera. I mean, you've got one heck of a management team.
Yeah, that are not on the executive level, which would be Scott, Barney Magnuson, and myself. The next tier down would be Brent McFarlane. Once again, plus 25 years of experience. He has the same pedigree as I have coming into the industry. He worked for several years for Pegasus, and Pegasus was a great company during the 80s and trained a lot of great people that came and now are very successful in the industry. So I rely on Jed's expertise on the operations side. He is fluent in Spanish. He understands the culture, and he can operate mines in Mexico or Latin America. We got Salvador Aguayo Salinas. He is a Mexican national. He resides in Hermosillo, Mexico. That's about 2 hours from our Santa Elena mine, which is our flagship. And he has over 35 years of experience, has a PhD in metallurgy. He's a metallurgist by trade out of Cambridge in London, England. So lots of great experience there worldwide, and that's what you need to move these projects and getting as much value as you can out of them. So.
Well, you know, you also need a board of directors that is really, really knowledgeable, to say the least. You know, Ross Glanville happens to be a bit of a friend of mine. He's a PNG. He is. He has an MBA. I mean, the man really knows what he's doing. I've got all the time in the world for Ross. I haven't seen him for, oh gosh, probably 6 or 8 months. But he is truly a fascinating individual. George Sanders, another one of your directors. He's got a background of almost 30 years in mining and exploration finance. Graham, the CA, Graham Toddy, is also, he's been about 30 years in corp finance and public company management. So you've got a great team. I have to tell you, when I visited you folks the first time in your offices in Vancouver, boy, I'll tell you, I felt like the lightest guy at the table, and I'm pretty well qualified in what I do. But you've got some, I mean, you've really got some strength, both in terms of the senior level management, the management, and the directors. What are your plans, Eric, this year for let's say the remainder of the year for the property?
Well, we have a lot of exciting news coming up, both from Santa Elena, the mine, and our La Jolla project. And that news will be more drill hole results from La Jolla, expansion of the mineralization there, a new resource that will be coming out toward the end of the year. We're looking at a 50 to 100% increase in our resources just on La Jolla itself. So those are our targets right now. And for Santa Elena, you're just going to see a lot more great news. We're currently generating $2.5 to $3 million a month net cash flow, and we're taking that money, we're putting it in the bank. Our bank account right now is about $35 million,
right?
And we're using part of that for the expansion of Santa Elena. So we are well into the expansion plan at Santa Elena for doubling production by 2014.
It's a lofty goal, but I think it's very feasible. You got to keep in mind, as you're listening to this, that's a forward-looking statement. You know, nothing in our business, hell, nothing in life is guaranteed, but you know, when you have this much going for a situation, I am just literally amazed that the stock is trading where it is. On a personal note, I want to say I've been to the area. Actually, Hermosillo is one of my favorite towns. Believe it or not, you're going to think I'm nuts, Eric, but one of my favorite towns in Mexico. Very, very comfortable there. We flew into Hermosillo to visit some other properties, flew from here to Mexico City and then Mexico City to Hermosillo. And I got to tell you, my friend, one of the best steaks I ever had in the world was wonderful restaurant in Hermosillo. But it's, you know, I'm amazed, quite frankly, again, at the potential that your company has. Again, that is my opinion. That's not investment advice. Don't take anything that I'm saying in this particular segment or that Eric is saying as investment advice, because neither one of us are registered investment advisors. If you want more information on Silvercrest Mines, simply click on their banner. Eric, you have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Okay, Al, thanks for having me on.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, time to talk about gold specifically. I got Trader Raj on the line with me right now. Roger feels very, very strongly, and this is from a technical standpoint. And you got to remember, all you folks listening, that Big Al is not a technician. I do not understand technical analysis. I understand fundamental analysis, and my conclusion, quite frankly, based on fundamentals, when you hear Raj's conclusion here as to what's going on in the markets, are very, very similar. Raj, you're looking for a major breakout right now in precious metals. Tell us why.
First of all, in cycles and time, this is the time of year when those things happen. Today is the 20th of July. If you recall, I think a year or so ago at this time, we had major rallies in gold and silver. That doesn't mean they're going to happen again, but I'm seeing a trade set up technically that says we are about to have a major breakout.
All right, why do you say that?
This would be consistent with what we've seen before.
Okay, but why do you say that today?
The reason we're seeing it today is we've come down on the December gold contract, which is now on my screen, real-time trading. The price is $1,588. It's up 0.2%. The trading range is $12.90, which is small. But the open interest is 140,000. And the volume is just getting started because today is the first day of that big contract. More particularly and more importantly, a big continuation technical triangle has been formed. The top of that triangle, believe it or not, goes all the way back to March. And that's quite a few months ago. The bottom of the triangle started in mid-May, but the convergence or the end of the triangle, the apex in the point, we are almost in the end of that point right now. It appears that this is going to be a perfect setup. for a big rally. Normally, technically, the longer the triangle is spread out over time, like 2, 3, 4 months instead of maybe 2 or 4 weeks, you're going to get more of an explosive price move either up or down. Now, understand, this could go down at this point, too, and it could be delayed for another week or so. But from what we can tell and from what our best analyst friends are saying, things are looking extremely positive for this thing to really take off.
Well, that's interesting. A lot of the pundits out there are not quite as optimistic as you are. I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying that that you're right, although I am definitely in your corner. And the reason I say that is fundamentals continue to look very, very positive. You know, a number of years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, I wrote an article that Kitco published entitled The Perfect Storm for Gold. We were in the perfect storm for gold then. Gold was trading at a probably 50 to 60% under what it's trading for right now. I am seeing this perfect storm simply getting stronger and stronger and stronger. You look at what's going on in the economies around the world, and now, you know, we've got another wild card coming in, and that's mainland China. The Chinese leaders are saying, you know what, we're not going to have the robust growth that we've had in the past. In spite of that, the Chinese continue to purchase more and more gold. Okay, if you look at the situation in the Middle East, which could explode any minute, that's another driver for gold. You look at what's going on in the economy right now in the United States with Dr. Bernanke saying, hey, you know, it's okay, but it ain't great, and it's maybe not even okay. There's another driver for gold. I mean, how can anybody at this moment in time say that gold is not poised for another upward move, Raj? I just don't get it.
Well, I have to agree with that. I saw an email this morning from our esteemed colleague, Jim Sinclair, and Jim said today that the bonds in Italy and Spain are selling at an interest rate of 7%. And normally when they're at that rate, that's the line in the sand where everything is in trouble.
Oh,
this
yeah.
Bond market is continuing to point toward failure, and as it does, it's a big foundation for precious metals, because precious metals are one of the last bastions that we've got where we can put money and survive. In addition, Al, keep in mind the GDXJ, which I recommended in Trader Tracks a few days ago, the Junior Gold Miners Index. We said a few weeks ago we like it, now's a good time to get in, and I said now we like it even more. There's a double bottom on that chart, which is bullish, and the price is at the bottom right now. The last price on that chart was 1870, and the high previously was 40. So if you cut it in half and go on up, we've got a lot of room to the upside.
We have a lot of room to the upside. I think whether or not it happens, you know, today, next week, next month, I think you're going to see the junior mining companies increase in value. That's not investment advice. That's simply Al Corlin's opinion. You know, my opinion is based on something that my colleague Bob Moriarty said 2 or 3 or 4 years ago on the show, and that was people are going to get to the point where they're going to definitely want to buy things, and things very definitely includes the securities of companies that have hard assets in the ground. I agree 100%. I really do. I think there's going to be a bit of a washout with some of the companies, though, Raj. Some of the companies that are underfunded right now, I'm not sure that I would invest in those situations. How about you?
No, I agree with that, and we wrote that, too, in a Kitco essay, which is going to come out in the KER report on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And in that report, we said if you're going to be considering junior mining companies, look for a company that's got some cash to go 2 or 3 years, look for good management, and most importantly, look for a situation that's in a safe location and positively next door to a senior operating miner that can buy their reserves. I think if you've got those ingredients, you're probably going to have success.
No, I think you're going to do really well. I still, in spite of all of this, though, I agree with you about precious metals, Roger, 100%. I agree with you about the resource sector, and I'm continuing to put my money where my mouth is. I announced on, I believe it was Oh, gosh, Wednesday or Thursday of this week that I was about ready to buy some more stock in a company in a company called Great Atlantic Resources, Chris Anderson's deal. 3 days before I do that, I will certainly announce that I am very definitely pulling the trigger. So I'm not backing up. You know, I see a real similar situation in what's going on today as to what went on in 2008 and 2009. I really, really do. But I want to stress, and I'd like to get your opinion on this again, Roger, because I don't think we can say it too many times. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversify. You agree with that?
Well, to a point. Warren Buffett said, you know, if you diversify too much, it gives you more chances to lose money. But, yeah, I think that if you have some common sense, you don't have to. I had one dentist in New York that had 400 stocks. I was mind-boggled. I couldn't believe it. I told him to knock it down to like 10 or 20 anyway. Get it someplace where you can manage them. My preference would be 10 or 15 really good juniors and then stick with them. I think that's enough diversification.
Well, I think you're right there, but when I talk about diversification, I'm talking about sectors, basically, at least what I call sectors, and that would be, I think you need a certain amount in the conventional stock market just because it's, you know, it's a very, very important segment, in my opinion. Whether you think it's going up or going down, there are ways to invest in it to take advantage of either one of those situations. I think real estate, you know, and I know I'm beating a dead horse, Raj, by saying this, but I think if a person's time horizon is appropriate, i.e. 5 or 10 years, I think it's a great time to buy real estate right now. In terms of hard assets, on the one hand, that sector includes precious metals. Everybody needs some precious metals. I mean, if nothing else, so you have a foundation that's based on nothing other than the intrinsic value of the particular commodity. And I also think you have to have, as you say, shares in the resource sector. And I agree with you. I think that if you go out and buy 50 or 60 companies, that may be counterproductive. I think you want to pick 10 or 15 that you feel are sound investments, and I think you want to go in those, and then you want to watch them every day. You know, you don't want to be in a position where you bought something and next time you look at it 5 months later, it's down 75%. You don't want that to happen. In the resource sector, the one other thing that I would say is that I watch my stocks every single day. I look at news releases. I know exactly what's going on, and I very, very seldom get burned. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al's going to be right back with Grant Williams to wrap up the show.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. So I'm Al Corlin. You already know that, though, and I've got my friend Grant Williams on the line with me. Grant has been on the show numerous times in the past. He is a letter writer, among other things, also manages money in the Far East. His newsletter, Things That Make You Go, is, as I said, every time Grant comes on the air, I think it's one of the best, most insightful newsletters out there. Grant was on the show earlier this week. We did a daily editorial on the illegality of many of the things that are going on right now in the financial community. We both agreed that it was absolutely ridiculous that these things were happening. We both agreed that it was absolutely ridiculous that the perpetrators, when and if convicted, really paid no meaningful dues for what they did. As Ron Harris said in the first hour, he said, you know, it's all because of the too big to fail syndrome, for lack of better terms, and I have to agree with that. But I think you're going to be seeing some major changes here in that particular area, because I think politically it's not going to be feasible just to sweep this stuff under the rug anymore. But having said that, I promised our regular listeners in the editorial that I did with Grant that we would have him back on the show over the weekend, and we would be chit-chatting about things that he is recommending to his clients that they do to provide themselves and their families with financial security. How you doing, Grant? Thanks for joining me.
Good. Always a pleasure.
It's great to have you on. You know, bad scene, bad seat of BlackRock right now. Bernanke came out last week and he said, yeah, you know, things really aren't looking very good. Hopefully it's going to get better, but things really aren't looking very good. We've got escalating turmoil in the Middle East. I mean, to the point where virtually any minute that situation could explode over there, with the catalyst being Syria. We've got bad economic news coming out of mainland China right now, with the authorities and the leaders, I guess I should say, you know, informing people to keep a tight ship because, you know, economically things aren't nearly as rosy as they were before. In light of all of that, you know, I'm wondering what to do. I know what I'm doing. I would hope that my rationale is efficient, but at this point we're not here to talk about that. What we're asking is, what are you telling your clients to do, and what are you doing personally given this absolutely nightmarish financial environment that we're in on a worldwide scale, Grant?
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right. It is a very, very rocky situation, and it is a global problem. And I think that's the key. You know, we've had periods before where the U.S. is going through a recession, or parts of Europe going through a recession, or, you know, Japan's been in a very, very serious deflationary environment for 20 years. But we haven't had all this come at the same time. And it's now kind of starting to pull in China. We saw a Chinese GDP number come out a few days ago. 7.6% GDP growth, which, you know, on the face of it, in a world of zero GDP growth or very minimal growth, 7.6 is an enviable number. But when people have been counting on China for 12 and then 10 and 9, and now we're down to 7.5, it's a little concerning. And the Chinese GDP numbers are a bit of a mystery. I mean, if you can bring out the GDP number 13 days after the end of the quarter and never revise it, then you pretty much have a good idea about how solid that number is. And we've spoken about this before. But if you look under the hood, you know, the key numbers, like the electricity production in the second quarter, was actually flat, and yet industrial production was up 9.5%. And so, yeah, unless they've come up with some real smart fuel efficiency measures, and you have to raise an alarm bell at the very, very least. Yeah. So you're absolutely right. It's a very, very tricky situation right now. 2008 is very, very fresh in people's minds. People remember that very clearly, how badly things happened. But they kind of forgot for a little while there because things kind of bounced back a bit. But if we tip over the edge again, there's no telling how far down we could go. I mean, a lot of people, smart people, Albert Edwards at SocGen, who I respect greatly, is calling for the S&P to break that 666 low that it made back in 2008. And, you know, whether it gets down there or not, you know, his case is a very valid one. We're at the point where people really need to be thinking about what they do if we get a meltdown. Now, it may not happen. I personally think we will get some kind of meltdown, but a lot of people argue that things are okay and we shouldn't be too worried about it. And backing that up is the fact that, you know, the S&P is up back near the highs. It doesn't seem to be wanting to go down. It feels kind of like it wants to go sideways for a while, and people take comfort in that. But if you look at the valuations of these stocks, they're not particularly cheap. You know, if you stepped into this now, had no idea of past or future, and said, would you buy stocks, you kind of look at them and go, well, they're not expensive as such, but they're certainly not the sort of cheap levels you get at the end of bear markets. And so it feels to me very much as though everybody is sitting there waiting, and you alluded to QE3 with Bernanke's speech earlier this week. People seem to be waiting for QE3 and terrified of selling because they don't want to look like a chump who missed the 15 to 20% bounce. And that's always a very, very dangerous setup. So if QE3 comes, and I personally believe it will, a lot of people will start to say, oh, maybe it won't, but I think all these guys, central bankers and politicians alike, have proven that when the going gets tough, they just reach for the presses.
Right.
The U.S. is in the fortunate position of having the printing press. So they're not going to let the ship go down without pressing that button as hard as they can in the hope that it works. So when you have what feels like an entire market all sitting there waiting for the same event, generally when that event comes, the opposite of what people expect to happen happens. So I do fear that when QE3 comes, it's very short-lived. It doesn't go nearly as far as people think it's going to do, and right around then this market turns down and could fall 15-20%. So having a decent amount of cash ready for that, if you can take away the fear of, well, you know, if I raise some cash, I'm going to miss out on a 15-20% bump. If you're comfortable taking that chance, then I think having a sensible allocation to cash. I always advocate a sensible allocation to precious metals. I think in this world we live in, having the one thing that central banks can't just produce at will ultimately pay huge dividends. And I think some very good corporate yielding bonds. I mean, it's not a time to get cute. It's not a time to get clever. It's a time to put safety first and invest in things that will, you believe, preserve your capital for the next little while. There will be a time, and I suspect it'll come sooner than a lot of people think, when you will be looking at things at valuations that reflect the panic selling that's gone on, and that's the time to have some cash in your hand to be able to step in and buy things at the kind of levels that you can just put them away like you could in 1982, and leave them there knowing full well that they were going to provide you with a very, very good return over a long period of time. So I personally think we're going to see some pretty nasty dislocations in these markets, and I would wholeheartedly suggest having some cash in the bank, A, to avoid that downdraft, and B, to put you in a position to take advantage of the aftermath.
Would you buy specific companies when you're looking at the conventional market, Grant, or would you look at some type of derivative or some type of fund, let's say?
It depends. If people aren't confident, knowledgeable, successful investors, then I think it makes sense to find someone smart to do that for you.
Right.
Maybe do that through mutual funds or not. It's really a personal preference, and you need to look for a manager who has a similar outlook to you, and who thinks in a way that you understand and you believe is right. I think ETFs are a very dangerous thing to do, but they've become very fashionable for people to get this idea about, you know, wanting to be short crude oil, so buying a short crude oil ETF because it's the easiest thing to do. And if you look at the tracking on these ETFs, they're dreadful in many cases. You know, single stock ETFs are okay. Sector ETFs are okay if you're making sure the retail sector, but the sort of esoteric ETFs and ETFs on indices can be a little, I don't know, simplistic is the wrong word.
Right.
They suck people in because people don't want to do the work and look for an individual retailer to short or an individual construction company to buy. They'd rather just buy the sector, hedge their bets, and that's never really a great way to make really solid returns.
My personal opinion is I'm saying diversification in four areas. I'm not telling people to do that, but for me it is real estate because my timeline is fine for that. It's currencies. It is the conventional markets, and it's also the resource sector, which includes hard assets. I think the diversification is very, very important. It's a great way to limit your downside, and you may be limiting your upside to an extent, but then again, it is a great way to limit your downside. Ladies and gentlemen, don't take this as investment advice. I am not a registered investment advisor. Grant and I are just discussing generalities, things that will apply to us. I hope you all have enjoyed the show. It has been really fun.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.